what were they? Not dinosaurs, but you had some kind of toys. You were always
lots of toys,
toys, guns, stuffed animals,
yeah. the G.I. Joes and action figures,
and then playing like bocce ball out in the court, you know, with all generations. It's just fun. It really is fun. Those younger years. Now you're 38, fine, but look, like when you were in your early teens and stuff. What was exciting?
Yeah, it was
about
that.
Here.
It was that freedom. Just it was like you said, the people. Around. So I definitely, you know, a big draw for me was to hang out with cousins and these family friends that the only time I ever saw them was this week.
Right.
And it was always just so fantastic to come back and catch up, you know, like, and especially, yeah, those early teen years, being able to stay up super late and and have, you know, save the world kind of conversations all night long in the pool room with Parker and Megan, just solving all the world's problems. And
you remember the year your brother was born and I couldn't come?
No, I don't.
Grandpa came up
so
from
that
Milwaukee.
Would have been 84.
Summer of 84.
When Pat was born, yes, of course.
So, and we were talked and you were just correct because we told you we're not going to Holiday Acres. Patrick was just born, you know, brand new baby or whatever. And mentioned it to your grandfather and grandmother and my dad in the insurance business, they had a company plane, and he came up and got you in the plane.
That's right.
You
have
so
told
excited.
Me that, yes.
And you flew, you came up with them, and then he came home with your Uncle Mike.
Yeah, all
so
right.
So you have not
I
missed,
made it. So I didn't
you
miss
have
it.
Not missed a
didn't
year.
Miss
yeah,
it.
It was pretty much fun.
Yeah. One of my fondest memories of Grandpa is when he saved me from the leech.
You had a leech incident?
I had a leech stuck to my leg. and everybody, I think, you know, your sister Kathy, and they're, oh, we need to get salts. We need to get the remedies to get the... And Grandpa just said, come here, kid. And he just plucked it right off my leg.
Off
you're fine.
There you go. Now get back in the water.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a fantastic memory, that one.
Yeah. No, it's a lot of memories. It's just all wound up, I guess, in community and family and tradition, some kind of a tradition that, you know, you look forward to.
What is it about tradition that you think is so important?
Connecting, continuing the thread of family, of friends, cross-generational. I think that's real important. And up here, you definitely have that. You've got all kind of generations and generations that grew up together and experienced the next level, going from kids to being parents to being the grandparents. I mean, it's kind of cool to watch the family. And the families have all stayed. I have to imagine this is a pretty unique week because over 40 years, it's the same families that have become, you know, and yet in the same cottages. It's just very unique. It's cool. It's cool. It really is.
So going forward, what are you excited about? I mean, I imagine you plan to come back again.
Yes, I do.
And is there anything that you're looking forward to? I know you mentioned a grandchild.
Grandchild coming.
Yes, my wife is due.
Starting that whole thing over again at the beach with a kid.
Does it you know, stir up memories for when when your children, myself and my siblings, were crawling around on the beach? Are you looking forward to sandcastles and
well, sure, all of that. Yeah, it's a continuum. It's what I went through as a little kid, different resort at that. But then your kids, my kids, you guys here, yeah, that whole thing on the beach and the kids and the sand and the dirt and the, you know, hey, don't throw sand. I mean, that was the other thing for you and your brothers. And I don't know what it is. All kids, it's like you get around sand and water, they want a fistful of it, and they're gonna throw it at you. So it's just one of those things, and you deal with it. It's all part of being up north at a resort in the summer, you know.
Yeah.
So.
And so, I just want to say thank you, Dad.
Oh, you
for this
bet.
Interview. It's fantastic to hear the stories. And
I'm glad you've been part of the adventures.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you for making this happen for us. Mm-hmm. It's really very dear to my heart, and I look forward to continuing the continuum.
There you go. Yes.
With my children.
Good, good, good. Thank you.